You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But let's get to the Root Guest Hotline. Root, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Welcome onto the show, our buddy George Atala. George, for many, many years, was one of the top executives at the NFLPA with D. Smith. Has been a longtime friend of the program, and with everything going on in the league and some of the changes coming, we thought George would be an awesome guest to have on to talk about some of those. Good to talk to you, man. How you been?
I'm doing great. Really, really great to be with you all again, and nice to be able to talk about these things a little freely now. So let's get at it.
I love that.
Always fun. So I want to start with the Olympics and the fact that players are going to participate. This has kind of been a long time dream of a lot of players. And then when we found out flag football was coming to the 28 games in LA, I think there was a lot of excitement. And now we know we're full go here. NFL players are going to be able to participate. Are you surprised the owners agreed to this with the risk of injury, or did they get enough concessions in your opinion?
I think this was something that the league has been pushing from the league office side for quite a while now, and it all has to do with how the league looks at international expansion. And I think, especially having been myself to almost every international city in the international series over the years, it didn't quite catch hold in a way that a participation sport would, right? So you look at basketball and soccer and even baseball around the world, has much greater youth participation because it's just the barrier of entry is easier, right? For football, it wasn't the case. And yes, they had commercial success. They were getting broadcast. They were selling out. But when you look at the games in the UK, they were still sort of exhibition style. No matter how many times you put a full-blown NFL game in an international market, international expansion was always going to come or have to come from the grassroots level. And so flag is the entry point to that, in my opinion.
So anytime the owners, and you kind of put my radar up to this years ago when we first met, anytime the owners are like, yeah, totally, let's do that, I get wary. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, okay, what's the angle? What am I not seeing? And I think you kind of touched on it there, George, but for the players, I totally 100% get it. How often are you going to get a chance to win a gold medal? Because the world doesn't play football, to your point, right? It's our thing, and we love it so much, rightfully so, but the rest of the world, it's some expats and some people are fans, but it's not played at the same levels. So I get it from a player's perspective. This is how Justin Jefferson gets his gold medal. From the owner's perspective, the fact that this was so readily agreed to, I'm kind of scratching my head going, why did they agree to it so quickly?
You know why. Follow the money, right? I think this is a massive revenue opportunity and a massive opportunity for growing the game. And whenever you hear the term growing the game, it's about growing the pie and growing the revenue streams associated with, the game of football. And I think you've sort of tapped out on broadcast rights here in the United States. You've tapped out on, for the most part, ticket sales, stadiums, in terms of the fan experience across all sports is you know, far more customized and boutique now, and that's the way that things are going. So I think the next sort of level of expansion, if you're looking at international, is a participation sport. And if you want to participate and use the Olympics as a springboard, you know, I give them credit. I think it's a really bright move for them to do that. Now, of course, opposite that, you're going to have one roster spot at the moment. The resolution calls for one NFL roster spot per country, right? So for the Commanders, let's say you're going to get one American player, and then players who want to represent other countries, they get a roster exemption. I'm curious how each individual owners are going to treat those players. Are going to let them go to qualifiers? What's going to be in their contracts? What are the insurance clauses going to say? So there's still a lot of details to be worked out here before the competition officially kicks off. But in general, it's a movement to get the growth of the game. And that's always, Danny, to your point, like that's the buzzword that raises the alarm bells for me about revenue.
Another of the proposals that didn't end up being voted on or coming to fruition, George, would be the idea of changing the seating for the playoffs. And I just wonder, it's the same number of teams that get in, right? So is that something players would care a lot about, or if you were still at the PA, that you guys would angle or involve yourselves in at all? Or, is 7-7 as far as you're concerned, whether the division champion gets the home playoff game or not?
Everybody wants to play a home playoff game. And for the NFL owners, I believe that they didn't pass that resolution because they want the division to matter, number one, but they want a home game. Right. So, you know, from year to year, and we saw this last year with the NFC East, where you had a really strong division, from year to year, you could have divisions that are just better than others. And I think they just wanted to keep and maintain the status quo because the owners are, you know, wanting to hold on to that home playoff game. It's a massive revenue boon. From the players' side, obviously, they want to play a home game, too. And I think they're probably more on the side of the competitive advantage standpoint, where they want the seeding and the regular season record to matter a little bit more. But I think on that one, it wasn't such a hot button issue that I think it came to a boil, unlike the other two, where we're talking about flag. And then, you know, I'm assuming we're going to get into the other rule that fell short today.
George Atala with us here on Grant and Danny, longtime exec at the NFLPA. So this was my case for this one. Actually, this one, I thought the owners would sort of follow my line of thinking here. I think with the current format in terms of playoff seeding, George, there are more games at the end of the season that could be marquee that aren't because everybody's got that seed locked in, right? Yep. Where, you know, like, this division's weak, they're 10-7, or they're 10-6 heading in the final week, but they don't need it because they got the 3-seed, or they got the 4-seed, or whatever. And I think you could have more compelling down-the-stretch games. I thought that would win the day versus, you know, as you said, the home playoff game. It seems like that didn't tip the scales.
It didn't tip the scales, and a lot of it's tied to what revenue is like for a home playoff game. But, I mean, look, I'll flip the question back to you guys. As fans of the Commanders, does the division matter more than playoff seeding?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I would say
I don't know.
Yeah. For me, winning the division is more important. That's kind of the priority all regular season for sure. But I am for the reseeding or the seeding change because I think the better record it makes the regular season matter more. The better record should be rewarded. Washington won the division.
If you're 9-7,
yeah,
and by record you're a 6th seed. You still want the home playoff game.
Well, if you're better than
as
the team.
As a division winner.
No.
No.
So what I think should happen is the team with the better record, division or not, rank them 1-7 based on record. When Rivera's Washington 2020 team, the football team, went 7-9 and the Bucks had to come here, it was nonsense. Last year, Washington was an 11-win, 12-win
team. 12-win team on the road.
12-win team, and they went to Tampa.
Yep.
Now,
honestly,
if it's one game difference, and you won a division and the other team didn't, like, I can be convinced that's not the end of the world. But my problem is, it's kind of the Ron Rivera clause. He did this in Carolina. He did this here. He had 7-win division champions multiple times. If you're not 500, you should be on the road.
Yeah. And look, again, I think we're having the debate in real time in terms of what's happening, you know, in the owners' meetings and in between owners' meetings. And I just don't know that there was enough momentum to make the change because some people probably prefer, like, same as us, right? Like, some people prefer the division to be, to matter more, and some people want the seeding to matter more. Ultimately, again, you know, Danny, we talked about this for years and years now. You just follow the money. Mm-hmm. And I think risking a home playoff revenue was probably like a hill too far to climb.
George Atala, longtime executive at the NFLPA and longer time friend of this program here on Grant and Danny joining us on The Fan. Let's talk international games for a moment. The schedule came out last week. You want to talk about a growing schedule.
Oof.
Washington's going to Madrid, Spain. I saw Florio wrote something yesterday about we're soon going to have 16 international games, so every team could, if they wanted to, you know, play one per season. First of all, where do you think we are in terms of where we're eventually going to be in this process? Like State of the Union on globalizing the game with actual games being played outside of the States.
Yeah, I was a major, major advocate for this behind the scenes in terms of how players are being treated during these games. Earlier in the international series, you had teams go there and they were there all week. And then teams started gaming the system with travel. So they'd show up later in the week, play the game, and like literally jump on a plane and get back home. For the player's perspective, that's not conducive to their recovery. That's not conducive to their health and safety. It's not conducive to promoting the game in that particular market, right? You want players to get out and do appearances and promote the game. Going back to where we started off this conversation with flag football, that you have to give them an opportunity to be true ambassadors of the game. You can't do that if the only opportunity British people have, Spanish people have, you know, German people have is just to watch them on the field during the game with their helmets on. So I was always an advocate of creating a standardized schedule for each international series that would give the players enough time to enjoy the local market, bring their families out, and promote the game and be true ambassadors for the game. And I think you have to combine that with the flag football and international and Olympic component to it, right? If you want to have a true participation sport, what would it mean for, you know, when the Rams go to London in October for them to do a clinic at Wembley for kids and youth and all that kind of stuff? And I think that's what we're trying to, you know, it's not quite there yet, but you can sort of see the puzzle pieces and how they might start to fit. Under the CBA, and now I sound like my old self, but under the CBA, you can only go up to 10 international games right now. So anything more than that, they'd have to go to the union and negotiate them.
All right, let's get to the news of the day. The stupid rugby play with a perfectly good equivalent.
You love it.
George, I hate it so much. Here's the thing. If the stupid the Schuylkill River, you know, South Jersey guys are yelling, it's like everyone's soft and weak and whatever. It's not as if we're banning the forward pass, right? It's not as if we're banning like off-tackle runs because it's too effective. The quarterback sneak is an excellent football play, which is successful for the regular rank and file 84-85% of the time, depends on the year. I bet you it'll work great with the dude who squats a billion pounds. I can't believe that there are 10 cowardly owners who bowed down to Jeffrey Lurie because he gave an impassioned speech at a meeting. I cannot believe people couldn't get on board with this. With, again, credit to the Eagles for coming up with this. I don't mean to lead the witness here. You may be able to tell how I feel about it. But I can't believe common sense didn't prevail today. Your thoughts?
I'm not as wound up about this because I tend to be on the side of they just do it better. I mean, look, the AFC Championship game, Buffalo Bills had critical third and fourth down plays where arguably they have a better quarterback for that particular play, and they fell short.
They
just didn't do it as well. So I don't know. I think there's two reasons, in my opinion, why that thing fell short. First, they tried to package the rule change as a health and safety issue. And in my opinion, and from the data that we have available, and from what I've seen, it's not necessarily a health and safety issue. You're not getting more injuries on that particular play than any other play. That's the first issue. And the second issue, which, again, putting my player hat on, they had Kelce come in and make an impassioned case about why, from a player's perspective and from a competition perspective, it wasn't necessary to ban this thing. And I think when you look at the rules changes in general and all these rules changes, right, we had the issue with the hip drop tackle last year. We've had countless of these every year where they have points of emphasis. I think the players eventually need to have a much bigger seat at the table where you can have, you know, Frankie from the Commanders talk about why he hates it in the room with owners, and you can have the Kelce perspective, and let's have players really, really there in a meaningful way so that they can be part of the rules changes. I think that makes more sense than just, okay, Lurie's going to make a case because his team's better at one play than another. I think that takes a lot out of it because you don't hear from players right now in terms of a meaningful role in terms of making those changes.
George, going back to international travel, a couple of quick things on this. So yeah. I was arguing with a buddy of mine this week, and I just want to see what side you'd be on. So number one, not the argument, the Vikings are going over and playing two straight games. I think one's in London, yep. One's in maybe Germany or something like that.
Yep.
But they're staying for a week. So I wonder, based on what you were saying, if you like that better, that they're over there and they're playing two games, which, you know, other than the Jaguars, who don't really count as an NFL team, has never really happened. And then number two, you can laugh at that. That was a joke. Number two,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
Like, he's a great example. Not like, an NFL team.
Right, exactly.
Maybe I was a little slow there. It's been a while.
No, it's fine. You're still in PA mode. All 32 teams.
A little bit.
You know, yeah.
Not quite. Yeah.
And then the other one would be, this was the argument. He thinks there's going to be a team in London full time, like just an NFL team based out of London in our lifetime, like in the 2030s. And I'm saying there's no way in hell. Not one person would want to sign there. I don't know how the travel would work. Nobody would want to live there. They wouldn't want to go back and forth and have awful time with visas and all that. I'm saying no. So where are you at on that?
I probably am on the side of no at the moment to have a permanent team there at the moment. I don't know that. I mean, look, lifetime, what's our lifetime? Like, are the three of us going to be hanging out?
Yours will probably be longer than mine. You're a healthier man.
I don't know about that, but... You know, are the three of us going to be back here talking about this in 15 years and say, oh, remember that interview we did in 2025 where we talked about never? I mean, there's a never say never, but at the moment, I don't know that there's going to be a permanent team there. I think we're probably likely to have a Super Bowl in London at some point in our lifetime before we have a permanent team there. And we'll see how the Olympics happens, right? I mean, first, there's a couple of things that have to happen. We have to negotiate a new CBA. For that to happen, let me rephrase. The league and the union have to negotiate a new CBA by 2031. And there have to be all sorts of other economic drivers and revenue drivers for the league to even consider, or for an owner to even consider putting a team permanently in an international market. So I think those are a lot of factors that are going to come into play. But again, the players really have to sort of galvanize and make a decision about how they want to approach these issues, because they're steamrolling right now. They're coming fast and furious, and the league wants to move fast. And I think, you know, it's up to the players to sort of get together and decide how they want to approach this.
Did you guys get complaints from players frequently about Hard Knocks being intrusive, or any more with Hard Knocks than you would just general, like you're getting mic'd up, you're getting recorded constantly and not wanting that?
Yeah, all the time. We got complaints about that all the time. And it's a mixed bag, right? Because I do think players are so used to having cameras around all the time with respect to social media and their cell phones, and, you know, they're doing stuff on their own and filming each other. So I think there's an element to it where it's, you know, they're okay doing it with each other, but when there's other cameras in the place and they're filming players getting cut, and management sometimes is not always as, you know, tactful in those situations as they could be, nobody wants to be embarrassed. That's the bottom line. And I think in some cases there have been some, you know, embarrassing and less than helpful scenes to the players that they wish they didn't have. But it goes to what's the content play for everybody, right? It gives us something to talk about, gives us something to look at and react to, and takes us behind the scenes, if you will. And I think that's the novel idea of Hard Knocks in a show like that. I do think, though, and I've heard this from a number of players, where, yeah, we definitely wish there were some things that were kept private.
George, really good to catch up with you, dude. Been too long, man. Really appreciate it.
Miss you guys. Let's get together soon, all right?
And yeah.
One last thing, Danny, yep. I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you. Like, during COVID, I know we haven't talked in a while. During COVID, you jumped on the Instagram Live with me when things were dead and we were trying to just, like, be creative. I just we'll never forget your kindness in doing that. And the impressions and the impersonations are great. And always appreciate you guys, and always be a friend.
Oh, kind of you, man. Really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. George, it's good catching up. Well. Let's do it again soon. George Atala.
All right, take care.
Good friend of ours and a longtime exec over at the NFLPA with really good insight on some of what's going on in the National Football League today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.